Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth. On the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul is a channel. Sports Endeavor, the show, riding alone tonight. No posse, but I'm going to have the Hoopster come in and join us in a moment or two as we're going to talk about the NBA happening, get the latest insight on that. But the Doctor, no posse tonight. But still quickly, as we always open the show, John Coltrane, the dear Lord, and then we're going to talk to the Hoopster and get the latest, whether it's happening in the world of basketball. And then tonight's segment will be a long time not doing it, though. We're going to do a Did You Know segment for you. And there'll be things you thought you know that you didn't know, and now you know because I told you so. And as always, we open up with a prayer. And John Coltrane's Dear Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you for things unseen, unwarned, and unmerited. And blessings forthcoming, and in all cases, your mercy and your grace allowing them to happen. We continue to ask you to comfort and keep your arms around the Frazier family and the loss of the great Joe Frazier, and as well as other families who have suffered and the loss of a loved one. Bless all the family here at Blake Radio, and we thank you, the Lord, and ask you that you will be first and foremost and give us so much love on what we need, what we want. Of what we need. In your darling, in Jesus' name, amen. Doc Stanley, Sports Endeavor on the Blake with the Network Rainbow Solar Channel. Sports Endeavor, the show. It's a Did You Know segment. And did you know things you thought you knew that you didn't know, and now you know because I told you so. And what everybody wants to know about as of late is what's happening with the NBA. We're going to the Hoopster. Hoopster, a jump shot from the corner. What's the latest with the NBA talks?
Well, right now, good evening, Doc. And I want to send my those want to send my those out to the Frazier family, you know, many condolences to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so far the NBA, they still talking right now as we meet, so they still trying to hang out. They still trying to hammer out some details there. They still going at it right now. But they know
they've been what at the bargaining table all day long or as
yes,
as far back hours. As yesterday. 12
yeah,
hours.
Been,
okay.
12 hours. Also, they had to do this because they would have set this off and Stern would have dropped it to 47%. So I think 51% is pretty good.
I believe they're asking for 52, right?
Yes, that's correct, 52.
So 51 is not far from 52, and it's definitely 47 is a lot further away from
down, way down.
52, yeah.
And plus, it's going to be, if they went down to 47, it's going to be a hard salary cap. And plus, a lot of these free agents also. It's going to be hard salary caps. And plus, the main thing is when LeBron James left, the Cavaliers didn't get nothing for him. So that's another reason why also, his bargaining table agreement. So there's these superstars stay with his own teams. Yeah, that's correct.
The thing that you've constantly spoken about and this whole deal, and you've talked about lately in our last two conversations, is the stand that Michael Jordan, a former player, now owner, is taking against the players. You say Mike has been kind of hard in his stand against the players?
Yes, he has.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And plus, don't forget, he laid some people off on his job, on his Bobcat team. Yeah, laid some people off.
Mm.
So it's getting kind of, because some of his partners want to back off now. They want to leave him because they're not making
really?
No money. That's right. Some of his partners, because he got partners with this Bobcat team.
Mm-hmm.
He got shareholders and partners. So now they all panicking. Now they want to back off now. They want to leave him now.
So now we're at the point now, Hoopster, in these negotiations. Doc Stanley Sports and Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soda Channel. Sports and Depth is the show, a Did You Know segment. But one thing that everybody wants to know right now is what's happening with the NBA. At this point now, we're at the point now, Hoopster, that in the next couple of days, if they can't get this done, there's a very good chance that the NBA season is done.
They're going to have to cancel. Well, I think they have to cancel. There'll be some more games being canceled. And after that, then that'd probably be the season. But I say, at least by January, if they can handle it, I say by January. If not, then that's it. I give it to January. It'd be 50 games at least in January if they can settle it. But if they don't settle this, they might cancel more games. Because this week, you know, November been canceled already.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So Thanksgiving, so after this is Christmas. So they try to push for Christmas. If don't push for Christmas, then I say January, these 50 games.
Now,
if not, then that's it.
And talking about basketball, the college basketball season opened last night, and we've said all along that the beneficiary of this will be college basketball. People will be turning more to college basketball. Lady A made a tremendous point the other day. Is that games a lot more easier to pay for? So, I without question, you feel the NBA doesn't play, and all the time is not playing. This is just more of a showcase and an opportunity for college basketball.
That's for the shine. That's correct. That's correct.
Now, is there a chance? Because this is the second time we've had this, and people forget Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Solar Channel, Sports Network Show. People forget that college basketball was the dominant of the two for a long, long time. Could something like this, and let's say they cancel the season, something like this.
College basketball will get more shine.
There's no doubt that they're going to get all of the visibility. But
Definitely. Is
there a chance if the season gets canceled? Is there a chance that college basketball could be number one again over the NBA?
Yes, oh yes, definitely, yes, 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 and women's college basketball too. Oh yes, oh yeah, definitely. And also, I want to make a point that the women's NBA. Also, I want to congratulate the Los Angeles Sparks. They have the number one draft choice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a second time. They ever won the number one draft choice. The last team that did it was the Mercury, and the Liberty were draft number 7th in the women's NBA draft.
Lisa Leslie, she's been retired for a couple of years now.
Yeah, she's retired. Yes,
mm-hmm. She's retired a couple of years. And Cheryl Miller, the great basketball player herself, and sister Reggie Miller. Is she still connected with the organization she was in?
No, she's not. She's a commentator now for TNT now, no. No,
so,
she was a GM. No, she's not no more, no.
Really?
She's been
So she's back in the booth again?
Yeah, she's at TNT now. Yeah, she's on commentary for TNT now.
And what about your girl Swoops? Is she still
she's still
playing?
She's still, as I say, with Shock. I think she's still there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's still there. And Teresa Edwards took over that team because they fired her. Nora Richardson has resigned, so she took over the coaching job. Yes.
Was that a situation where he was pressured to leave Hoopster, or that was a decision he made on his own?
Yeah, he made a decision on his own.
Mm.
He's a college coach. It's hard to coach. Let me tell you something. When you coach the pros, it's hard. It's not like college players. It's hard. You got to stick to college. You know what I mean? But he ain't coached him a long time since Tulsa, so it's been a long time.
What is the big difference in coaching in college as opposed to the pros? I mean, I'd imagine that in your college, your kids they want to learn, they're acceptable to what you're saying. But when you get to the pros, maybe it's a combination of guys' ego.
Ego and money and big money. The pros is big money and ego. College, they want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't that much pressure in college.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. You know, I know. You know, that's the play.
So, I'm not going to hold you too much longer, but one more time, your gut feeling on this, that you said if they don't get to set up for Christmas, and you've long said this right here on Sports in Depth, that this is going to happen, which is happening, and you saying once again there's a real, real possibility that we could have no NBA or basketball this year?
Yeah, well, like I said on this show before, if they don't have nothing right now,
mm-hmm.
I'll get to December.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'll get to January, but possibly a season. In January, maybe 50 games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe January, 50 games. You heard that from the Hoopster. And
mm-hmm.
everybody counted me out before, saying it was might not, and that'd be a season. I said that first on the show. It might not
mm-hmm.
be a season. Look like that's way. They already canceled Thanksgiving. They had some big games on Thanksgiving. There's a lot of day, and then Christmas also has some big games on. That might not look good. So I said I'll give it to January at least. I'll get to
yeah,
January. If not,
how is Kobe doing? Playing
he's
overseas.
One. He's one trying to handle out this deal right now. He's one doing all the talking. Like he's the he wants this. He wants this settled. He want to play. But it's so funny. It's so funny, Doc. Now all of a sudden, now he want to talk with this negotiations, but everybody asks him questions about the coach. He won't say nothing. He won't even talk to nobody. Nobody. Everybody asks a question about Mike Brown. He didn't want to talk to nobody about him. He didn't want to talk about it. All of a sudden, now he's at this negotiation, though. I tell you that. He's been talking about a lot of this negotiation.
You know, Phil Jackson has done this before, retired and come back. Do you think he's gone for sure now?
Well, you can't count Phil Jackson out. I think he's still got an itch of coaching.
Really?
I think he might come back. He's still got an itch.
Now, coming back, but it would only have to be
is
the Lakers.
Is a team, right, a winning a team with talent. They got a team that has some talent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like he did with the Lakers. You know what I mean? They had the talent there. He just put
Chicago,
his triangle out
L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Chicago would want him back.
I'm saying when you talk about a team with talent, when he first coached with the Bulls and then he turned around and had the L.A. team, so you're talking he comes back to L.A. or he comes back to a very high-profile team, the Spurs, or a team that's
exactly.
going to be there. That
well,
can win it again.
Well, Popovich ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Popovich is the GM manager and president there. He's a GM
mm-hmm.
also. So he ain't going
mm-hmm.
nowhere. So it's got to be a team that already got talent. Don't be surprised like Orlando Magic. Or possibility New York Knicks.
Really?
I won't be surprised.
Mm.
Okay? He might get an itch to come back.
Mm.
I don't think he up there in Montana now, but I know he still got an itch of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
He still got an itch of coaching.
Was he the best coach ever in this game, in your opinion?
No.
Who do you think was the best coach ever?
Bill Auerbach. Bill Russell. Yeah, being honest. This is me. Hey, you got to think about the Celtics with them championships. Then you had the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you had the Lakers with Bill Sharman and them, you know.
Yeah. Sharman made a lot of innovations. The thing you bring about Auerbach, too, is, you know, Auerbach who he supplanted with the all-time wins. And I never forget what the late, great Will Chamberlain said, that, you know, it was Auerbach. And this is a did you know for the people listening out here. Did you know things you thought you knew that you didn't know and now you know because I told you. It was the Boston Celtics that
right.
first put five black players on the court at one time.
And also eight straight championships, too.
Yeah, eight straight championships, that's right.
That's
and
right,
also,
eight straight championships.
And,
that's right.
And
also
yeah,
Russell
that.
Was the first one was player coach, won a championship.
Yeah. Yeah, first African-American player
American
coach.
American player coach. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm giving your Celtics people some credit now. I ain't gotten against the Celtics. So Celtics, hey. And also, you know, I took a picture with Cedric Maxwell. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was
Cedric,
very nice.
A man of interest, sure. Hoopsa, thanks a lot for being with us. And
thank
we'll
you,
probably...
but like I said, I'll give it to January. Mm-hmm. If not, then that's it. I said at least 50 games in January, like they did for 1998. Remember that? That's when the Knicks went to the finals.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens. I'll give it to January.
Yeah,
they're still talking. Also, I want to say to the fans out there, the thing's still looking good. They're still talking. That's the main thing. They're still communicating.
That's a good sign.
So they're still talking, so that's a good sign. If it wasn't talking, that's not good. As long as they're talking, try to handle things out, then it'll be all right. So I say at least by December, if not January, if not, that's it.
Thanks for being with us.
Right now. Huh?
And thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you again on Sunday.
Yeah, well, thanks again. Well, I want the fans to know, just be patient. We'll see what happens here. I hope we have a season. If not, y'all just watch college ball. That's all.
Thanks, that, Oopsa.
Hey, I still have Michael Jordan come off the bench.
You know,
I still come off the bench. I'm sorry.
I never forget that, Oopsa, and Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Solar Channel, Sports Network, the show. I said, Oopsa, who's your team? I said, give me your first five. He said, well, I got McAdoo at one forward. I got Dr. J at the other forward. I got Chamberlain in the middle.
I got Clyde and Earl in the backcourt.
And I said, well, what about Michael Jordan? And Hoopsa, what'd you say?
He's my sixth man. He's off the bench.
Hoopsa, we'll talk to you on Sunday, man.
And guess who else is coming off my bench?
Who else?
I got somebody else coming off your bench. A good friend of yours, too, from the Bronx.
Tiny Archibald.
You got that right.
The only man to lead the NBA in assists and scoring in the same year. Hoosie, we got to run. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Thanks a lot, my friend.
He also got a ring, too.
Hey, he got a ring. Thanks a lot, Hoosie.
Thank you.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
All day, all night, all the time. BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Soul is the channel. Sports in Depth is the show. It's a Did You Know segment. Things you thought you knew that you didn't know. And now you know, because I told you so. And a couple of things were revealed when we were talking to Hoopsa and Tiny Archibald. Nate Tiny Archibald from the Bronx is the only man in the history of the NBA to lead the league in scoring and assists in the same year. Bill Russell was the first African-American player coach and the first African-American coach to win an NBA championship. And Red Auerbach, coach of the Boston Celtics, it was the Boston Celtics, okay, that first put five black players on an NBA floor at the first time. Up in Boston, Auerbach, and I remember the late, great Will Chamberlain, my friend the Dipper, said, you know, one of the things he always saluted Auerbach for was that. Casey Jones, Sam Jones, Russell in the middle, Willie Knowles, and Satch Sanders, another person from New York City. And that was the team that was the nucleus of the Boston Celtics winning eight straight NBA championships. Did you know things you thought you knew that you didn't know, and now you know because I told you so. And as you know, we are still in the morning of the passion of Joe Frazier. Did you know that Joe Frazier, and if you heard the show, that we ran the other day, Joe talked to us. Joe was not picked for the Olympic team in 68. Joe was taken along as an alternate, really, because Buster Mathers was the guy seen who was going to win the gold medal. He was the guy that was going to be the star. But they knew that he had a history of getting hurt. And what happened was, Joe was a tremendous sparring partner with him. He had lost to Mathers as an amateur. And they said, Joe, you know, for insurance purposes, we want you to come with us. You know, we want you to spar with Buster. And, you know, You know, you're on the team, but, you know, you kind of like alternate. As it turned out, Joe Frazier became the first African-American to win Olympic gold medal in the heavyweight division. Did you know that Joe, who is renowned for coming from Philly, first lived in New York City? And did you know that the first man to ever beat Joe Frazier was George Foreman? And did you know that when he lost to Ali in Madison Square Garden in January 28th of 1974, that was the first time he'd ever lost a fight at Madison Square Garden. He'd beat Ali there in 71. He'd beat Buster Mathis there. He'd beat Jimmy Ellis there. And did you know that George Foreman and Muhammad Ali are the only two men to ever beat Joe Frazier in the ring? Foreman beat him twice. Ali beat him twice. Outside of that, Joe Frazier never lost to anybody else in the history of his great, great career. Sugar Ray Robinson, did you know what his real name was? Walker Smith Jr. He was from Black Bottom, Detroit. And the story is he worked out at the Salem Crescent Gym. His mother wanted him there because she didn't want him on the streets. And the coach of the gym always held on to everybody's cards. And one night, they needed Walker to fight. And they said, okay, Walker, you know what we do? Here's Ray Robinson's card. You're going to be Ray Robinson. And it worked out for Walker because he could fight under the name Ray Robinson, and his mother would never know he was really fighting. Now, the ironic thing about Ray Robinson is that even though that was not his real name, Ray Charles' real name was Ray Robinson. But due to the popularity of Ray Robinson, when Ray Charles came along, he said, what's your name? He said, Ray Robinson. The guy said, whoa, man, you can't use that name. That name's taken. Everybody knows who Ray Robinson is. You can't use, what's your middle name? Ray Charles. Okay, that's who you are. You're Ray Charles. Ray Charles' real name was Ray Charles Robinson. Now, the ironic thing about that was that Sugar Ray Leonard went to Sugar Ray Robinson and asked him, was it all right to use the prefix Sugar? And Mr. Robinson said, yeah. But the funny thing about that was Ray Leonard went to the man whose name he thought was Ray Robinson. And yet the reality of it is that Ray Leonard was named after Ray Charles, whose real name was Ray Robinson. So you have that triangle there where Leonard goes to Ray Robinson to ask to use Sugar, and it turns out that the real Ray Robinson is not a boxer, but none other than the legendary Ray Charles. Three legends right there, Sugar Ray Leonard, Sugar Ray Robinson, and Ray Charles, who had the best record deal of any artist while he was out there. A genius, not only behind that microphone and on the piano, but also in business. And did you know that Monty Irvin was actually the first man picked to be the first black player in baseball? But Monty wound up going into the military, and that kind of threw the plan a little askew. And as it turned out, we know that Jackie Robinson, number 42, became the first African-American to play in Major League Baseball. Did you know today that Art Russ Jr. was inducted into the New Jersey Boxing Hall of Fame? And Art Russ was the man who started Sports Talk Radio. And he told me a couple of things, Art. I want to salute him and his lovely daughter, Susie, and his son-in-law, Marco, and his grandchildren. Art told me, I remember he was my third mentor of the three great mentors I had by the grace of God, the late Dr. Frank Bannister, the legendary Incomparable Hal Jackson, who we saluted 2 weeks ago, who's now 97, and Art Russ Jr. Art told me that the best night, the greatest that Ray Robinson ever was August 24th, 1949, when he fought a guy named Steve Bolois. Well, I'm reading Ray Robinson's autobiography, given to me by Pulitzer Prize winner Dave Anderson, and in the book, Ray says, you know, I've had many great nights, but the best night I ever had was when I beat a guy named Steve Bolois in Yankee Stadium. Art told me that the best Ollie ever was the night he fought Cleveland Big Cat Williams. Have a book, and I was looking at the book, and Ollie listed his top three fights. Number one was Cleveland Big Cat Williams. Did you know that Ray Robinson abhorred taking elevators. He would not take an elevator. And Art told me it was because he once got stuck in an elevator during, he had to go down to the boxing commission for a weigh-in, and he got stuck in the elevator. And after that, I imagine until he got into the point he was, you know, couldn't go up downstairs anymore, Ray Robinson would not take an elevator. He would take the steps. And his manager talked about that. He said, you know, Ray, it was 17, it didn't matter. Ray Robinson would not take an elevator. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul is the channel. Sports in Depth is the show. My Did You Know segment, things you thought you knew that you didn't know, and now you know because I told you so. And Jim Brown, the legendary running back out of Syracuse, and people are under the misconception that Jim Brown received a scholarship football-wise. And no, Jim Brown was sent to Syracuse by some independent people, became the greatest lacrosse player in the history of lacrosse, and as you know, All-American, number 44 out of Syracuse. And did you know that the reason why Jerry West, the great Jerry West, Zeke from Cabin Creek, 27.7 points per game average when he left and retired from the NBA, won an NBA championship, and a scoring title. Jerry West won number 44 because Jim Brown, out of Syracuse, was his idol. Now, did you know that West Virginia, okay, is the section of Virginia that did not succeed and lead the Union during the Civil War? So that section that didn't leave and joined the South, that western part of Virginia, stayed, became its own state, West Virginia. That's how West Virginia came about. It would not go and succeed the Union and go South. And that's how West Virginia got its name. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul of the channel. Sports in Depth is a show, a little segment we haven't done, Did You Know, in a while. And at the same time, we want to get the latest update from the Hoopster on what's happening with the NBA. He said it's good news. They are talking. And he said his feeling is if they can get things worked out between now and right after Christmas, maybe we won't have to have a season forfeited. But time will tell. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul of the channel. Sports in Depth is your show. My Did You Know segment. Now, did you know that Muhammad Ali did not win Olympic gold medal as the heavyweight champion? He won Olympic gold medal as the light heavyweight champion. And the man before him, who won a gold medal and became heavyweight champion, as it was ironic, but Floyd Patterson, who won a gold medal, became heavyweight champion. Ali, who won a gold medal, became heavyweight champion. Joe Frazier, who won the gold medal and became a heavyweight champion. And George Foreman won the gold medal and became heavyweight champion. But Patterson won the middleweight championship, and Ali won the light heavyweight championship. Joe Frazier, who now went as an alternate, the late great Joe Frazier, won the Olympic at heavyweight, and George Foreman came behind him and won it. And Ali fought all of them, and Joe and both fought Ali. Well, hope you enjoyed this segment of Did You Know on Sports in Depth, my You Know segment, and things you thought you knew that you didn't know, you didn't know at all. And what I'm doing now, I'm Any Turn Team will take us out of here. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Thank you once again for being with us on Sports in Depth. And we'll be back Sunday. I'll have a special segment for you as the Jets and the Patriots will play. Probably the biggest game of the year for both teams. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Soul's the channel. Sports in Depth is the show. Did you know things you thought you knew that you didn't know, and now you know? Well, I told you. Now I got to go. Leave you with free thoughts. If you like today, and then just stand with the fuck off. Life goes to Cisco. Urgent question is, what are you doing?
plus.
Larry Hardesty, take me out of here.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.